Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
Mike Murphy joins us now, Chief of Staff for the Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget. Talk about the national debt and deficit. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Tommy. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for taking the time. Let's talk about the difference between debt and deficit, if we can.
Sure. So deficit is the annual difference between spending and revenues that the government takes in. And the debt is essentially an accumulation of all those past deficits. Our deficit for the last fiscal year, the federal government's fiscal year runs from September to September each year. And last fiscal year, the deficit was approaching almost $2 trillion, a little less than that. And where we have a debt that is approaching as a percentage of our economy, our debt is approaching the highest levels we've ever had. We have the highest debt levels as a percentage of our economy right around World War II. And we are fast approaching that, and we'll surpass that within about 3 years. So that's the essential difference between deficits and debt. And no matter how you look at it, Tommy, we're at a pretty perilous situation right now.
You know, you and I have these discussions occasionally, and you know, I was looking at the usdebtclock.org that you can go to if you like and watch the numbers rapidly accumulate. It's at 38 trillion now, I guess, 514 billion. These numbers are just beyond my comprehension. But if I were to have taken a snapshot of that, you know, I take a screenshot of my weight every now and then just to have a reminder of it. If I were to have taken a shot of this debt clock last year at this time, do you know where it would have been?
I mean, it probably would have been about $2 trillion less.
About 36.
That's the clip. Yeah, that's the clip at which we're rising at incredibly fast.
So let's talk about percentage of that to the gross domestic product and why that's so important and why people need to really start paying attention to this and what could happen if they don't.
Yeah, so economists, when they tend to look at our overall debt levels, they do look at a metric called our public debt as a percentage of our economy, of our total GDP. There's several reasons why they do that, but in basic terms, one of the primary reasons is it gives you a sense of a measure of your debt relative to some kind of measure of how much you can service it, right? So your economy is your underlying ability to service that debt. It's kind of similar to how when people evaluate whether someone's going to take out a mortgage, they look at your outstanding debt as a percentage of your income. And you can also measure it over time as a ratio. And so that's why people look at our debt as a percentage of our economy. And as I said before, you can measure it over time. It's the highest it's ever been, absent World War II. The big difference is, however, in World War II, we knew what we were borrowing for. We were borrowing to defend the free world, and it was expected to, and it did come down in the years and decades after World War II. Right now, we're not borrowing to defend the free world. We're borrowing for our own consumption. 87% of our built-in spending growth at the federal level, Tommy, is due to three things. It's due to healthcare spending, and it's due to Social Security, and it's due to interest costs on the national debt. The more debt we have, the interest is the fastest growing portion of our budget. We spend more annually on interest payments now than we do on defense. So that's the situation we're in. It's obviously unsustainable for many reasons, and we need policymakers to quickly turn attention to this in the new year.
You know, that's not going to happen. Let me take a break. We'll pick it up. We come back. I wish it would happen, but I don't think it's going to. We can discuss when we return. Mike Murphy, our guest, Chief of Staff for the Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget. We hear so much about, you know, they're spending. No, it's not us, it's them. And they either way, they keep running up the deficit is what they keep doing, or the debt is what they keep doing, and the interest alone is running up the debt. We'll pick it up when we come back. Any questions, comments, 504-260-1870. At some point, I think there's going to be a tipping point, and when we reach it, if we've not yet already reached it, I don't think it's going to be pretty at all. Traffic now, WWL. 627, Tommy Tucker, WWL, joined by Mike Murphy, Chief of Staff for the Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget. Mike, somebody texted in and said, the truth of the matter is, and I guess they're going full Scrooge on this, we should only be spending on defense and other essentials for the government. I know that's harsh, but it is reality. What would that look like if this person were to get their wish and the government were to only spend money on defense and the other, however they're deeming essentials? And again, that's where you get into the politics of my essential is not necessarily yours. But what would that look like to the economy, and how important is government spending to the economy?
Well, you're hitting on the exactly right question, Tommy. It's what one deems essential in the framing of that question. I think that let's put it this way. You know, if you, defense spending right now is somewhere, I would say, about 15-16% of the overall federal budget. It might actually be a little bit higher than that. So if you want just defense, you could do the math on the size cut that would require at the federal level. And then it's all a question of what other ones deem essential. I think that I steal a phrase that someone else said one time, that essentially what the federal government is these days, when you look at it, is it's a military with an insurance company. Because essentially what the rest of government is largely healthcare spending, as I said earlier, and also funding people in retirement. That's social insurance, it's Social Security. You know, those programs, you take defense plus those plus interest, you're already upwards at about, you know, you're at essentially like 85%+ of the budget. The rest of what everyone tends to think of as some things with government at the federal level is federal education spending, transportation, research and development, other homeland security, et cetera. It makes up a small portion of the budget. The bottom line is, you know, you get what you are willing to pay for, right? And right now, the citizens are demanding, frankly, and wanting more services than they're willing to pay for, because we're not bringing in enough to fund that level of government. And obviously, we don't have politicians at the federal level that are willing to have hard conversations about what spending programs we need to rein in to get us on a better track.
And I don't know how they ever will, because the House comes up every 2 years for reelection. It's all about the R or the D, who's going to win, red or blue, right? So while they might complain about the debt, I don't see any resolution coming up anytime soon. Do you really? Do you see the leadership that where somebody's going to say, guys, look, this is going to hurt. This sucks.
I have to be an optimist, Tommy. This year, the election, those elected to the Senate will be in office when Social Security goes insolvent. They can no longer avoid this.
Mm-hmm.
And hopefully that can flip some of the election incentives. When you're facing it in your next term, you can't avoid it. And voters need to demand, what are you going to do to deal with these things?
I hope you're right, Mike. I really do. I hope you have a great holiday season, you and your family.
You too, Tommy. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. All right, Mike Murphy, Chief of Staff for the Committee for a Responsible Federal Budget. You can text me at 504-260-1870. Do you see any leadership in Washington? Do you think anybody really is going to say, y'all is going to suck, but we got to get this debt under control, so we're going to cut this, cut. You see that coming? I don't. Time now, WWL First News. For that, we go to Dave Cohen.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.